So if I convey the left half of my property here to Sally, and there's a driveway that goes across the left side to the public road on the right side, and in the deed I give the land to Sally, and I include a statement, Sally has the right to use the driveway. And that's all that I say. Sally's right is personal to use that driveway. It's an easement in gross, and it does not necessarily run with the land. So Sally cannot convey that easement in gross when she sells the property. She can't transfer or assign that easement in gross unless I have specifically said she can do so. Now, there is one exception to that in the modern view. Easements in gross for commercial easements like utilities, they do have the right to access the property to inspect, repair, and replace their equipment. So they're deemed a little bit different under Texas law. I want to say that if you're asking a title company to insure a profit, a license, or an easement in gross, they're going to proceed with extreme caution because these are personal rights, right? They're not an interest in the land. And so if you have an easement or a document that you're not sure what you have, or you think you might have one of these three types of interest, contact your underwriter, see what they might be able to do. But they tend to proceed with caution because, like I said, they're really personal rights and not rights of that run with the land. Okay, so one more thing I wanted to say about easements in gross is that Texas courts, they favor easements appurtenant rather than easements in gross. So they're going to look closely at any instrument creating the easement and the surrounding circumstances to determine if it's appurtenant or in gross. And so if you're drafting a document, you want to make it really clear that your parties intend an easement appurtenant, and courts will definitely favor that interpretation. Okay. So I want to spend a few minutes discussing the fundamentals that Texas courts look at to determine whether an easement is appurtenant. These are really important if you're asked, obviously, to draft an easement. They're also important if you're going to ask your title company to affirmatively insure the easement, because these are the fundamental elements that your title insurance underwriter is likely to be looking for, likely to require when they're considering insuring an easement appurtenant. And these are sort of, in my mind, kind of what I go through when I'm looking at an easement appurtenant. The first is that it is in writing, right? The statute of frauds and the statute of conveyances require that an easement appurtenant be in writing and signed by the grantor. This is because an easement appurtenant conveys an interest in the land. Now, this is an area where there is a lot of litigation, a lot of cases, and so drafting is critical here. How is the grant or reservation of the easement drafted? Now, this can be created in either a deed or a lease or some other written instrument, and it can also be reserved by the grantor. Courts look at the four corners of the document. They look at the intent of the parties to determine whether the grant or reservation creates an easement appurtenant. There's no magic language in Texas. There's nothing that the courts require in the language to convey or reserve an easement appurtenant. Courts do say that it has to be sufficiently clear to show intent to convey and reserve an easement. Now, That is obviously a question. That's why this is an area where there's substantial litigation, right? Because there's many cases applying this principle to easements appurtenant. So one important thing to consider if you're drafting an easement is to consider adding a declaration that the easement is appurtenant. Use that word, appurtenant, and that it runs with the land. Anytime I'm looking at an easement to insure, I'm looking for those magic words, even though they're not required under Texas law. So if you're drafting, you know, just consider putting that in. Easements appurtenant, there have to be two estates, right? With two different owners. So the dominant estate is the land to which the easement attaches. Servient estate is the land which is burdened by the easement. So in the example here, Jill grants Jack an easement appurtenant to cross her land to reach his property. Jill's land is the servient estate. Jack's land is the dominant estate. Courts have basically held in Texas that the legal description for both the dominant and the servient estate must sufficiently identify the property with reasonable certainty.